Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing this week?
Well, I've been waiting for the big heat wave, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but that's okay, because it was pleasant this week. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I do know what you were saying. There were a couple mornings I got to the gym early and stepped out of the car. It was you'd almost 50, say
52.
Yeah, you'd almost say chilly. So definitely. But man, we have had some gorgeous days. You've got to give me that.
Yes, and that helps keep your people that are house hunting happy. And
absolutely, it's, you know, it seems like when those ACs are kicking up and trying to keep up when it's 102 out, that it's everything just is a little more difficult. So no, McKay might be complaining, but I'm not. I'm good.
Oh, I'm not. I like it. It's great.
But you're right. We are going to get one of those heat waves here soon. Mm-hmm. We do not have with us this week. We let Mr. Mike Denzel at Home Street off the hook. Him and his team have still been just completely hitting it out of the park for us. But he was unable to make it in this morning, so we'll give him a hard time when he gets back.
We understand it had something to do with a cabin.
Who knows? There could be appointments. There could be. It was a vague answer got, McKay, mm-hmm. a vague answer. So, but we have some great stuff to talk about. We always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, McKay, gives me lots of great things to talk about at parties. I feel like knowing these and stuff, I'm coming across all kinds of instances where I'm re-mentioning them off the air. This week, it is boxing legend Muhammad Ali's Michigan Farm is on the market. This one kind of caught my eye because
I didn't even know he had one.
I know. It was kind of crazy. So my son had gone to Michigan this last week for a hockey camp. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was naturally had Michigan on the mind and came across this story. So what it is he had bought back in 1975. He had bought an 81-acre farm near Berrien Springs, Michigan. And now his widow is actually selling the property. Interestingly enough, there's an interesting number that they're selling the property for, McKay. They're selling it for $2,895,037. do you have any idea the significance of the 37?
Paperwork.
His career knockouts.
Oh my.
So they tied into that, and sometimes we will see people do that, whether it's culturally or instead of selling a property for 200,000, people will put it at 199,900. So this one had emotional significance to the 37 knockouts. 81-acre farm, crazy. Structure on the property include a 4-bedroom main house, a guest house, a pool, a gym, garage barns, and a massive office. And of course, as you would expect, inside the gym is a full boxing ring.
Yeah.
So very specific property, but kind of cool to have a little personal connection there and pull that up. And it's a beautiful property. You'll drool over it a little bit.
I could afford the $37 if you kick in the rest.
Yeah. Thanks for picking up the $37 for me. I really appreciate that. And speaking of appreciate, mm-hmm. Today I wanted to talk about the topic of equity in homes. So one of the things that we're always doing is, like I say, how do you get the topics for the show? Well, Mike and I make a list of what are our clients saying, what's going on in the market, and then we bring that to the show topic. And I tell you what, I've had a number of people reach out to us that I kept writing down over the course of the last 2 weeks. And that was, hey, we need you to come out and give us an evaluation of our home because we want to see how much equity we have in it now to see if we want to do a remodel project or we want to sell this and move up to a new price point of home. And along that same lines, we've had a number of investors reach out to us that have one, two, three, or four rentals. And they've reached out to us and they've said to us, hey, one of the things we know is that rental rates are increasing in the market. We've seen rental rates increase. I haven't raised rates in the last 3 years. I'm kind of tired of taking care of my property and tracking all the expenses. Mm-hmm. And they'll come to us and they'll say, hey, you know what? Could you take over property management of the property for me, raise the rents, and then the amount that's getting raised will cover our fees for property management that we would be paying you. So a lot of folks are being able to turn their property over to our property management brokerage and have the net difference be this zero to them, meaning the ability for us to track the market, look at rents, renegotiate leases is actually covering their expenses there. So if there's any landlords out there, like I said, a number of times over the last 2 to 3 weeks, this was just a recurring theme that came up. But I really wanted to talk about, and that was having equity in your home, how to get more of it, and then also knowing how much you do have, because this is huge on everybody's mind with mm-hmm. what's happened with our market. On top of that, everyone's saying, gosh, look at these prices are crazy. So obviously, as I was searching through Zillow and doing research on this, I came across, you know, they had written down on Zillow.com, the number one thing they had written down was let your home appreciate. Now, sometimes that can take a little bit of time, or it can take a lot of time, depending on the market you're in and where you're at. But it's really, really applicable to our market right now. Yeah. And what has happened in the last 3 years, which is arguably one of the fastest time periods of appreciation I've seen in my last 20 years here in the business. So I wrote down some numbers that really demonstrated this and were also real numbers with clients that we had worked with in the last couple of weeks. And so one of them was a call that we got, and they're like, hey, I'm looking at trading up. I want to move to a neighborhood that has a little bigger lots. And mm-hmm. so I found a couple houses that I've got my eye on. So we purchased our house 3 years ago for $160,000. That was the conversation we had. So I said, you know, this is a perfect example. I mean, 3 years ago, we helped hundreds of families, you know, in this price range look at purchasing homes, and we helped investors purchase homes that they were using as rentals in this price range. So I wrote down and said, okay, let's just assume if you look at the different neighborhoods and what's happened over the last 3 years, let's just take a round number. We've had anywhere from 9 to 13% appreciation in different price ranges and different areas. So I said, let's just take a round number of 10% appreciation. Mm-hmm. So let's say you purchase a $160,000 home, and I'm going to say that you did it with zero down, which was probably not possible then, but it makes the math really simple for mm-hmm. me on the radio. So you zero down 160. So you borrowed 160. And you purchased the house for 160. At the end of year one, with 10% appreciation, that house is worth $176,000 just mm-hmm. by the end of year one. End of year two, that house is now appreciated to $193,000 at the end of year two.
Wow.
At the end of year three, another massive year, 10% appreciation, that house is now worth $213,000. So then what I said, to be really, really realistic, I said, okay, let's assume then to sell that house or turn that house, you have 8% selling cost between excise tax, title, commissions, escrow, everything. Let's just round up and say 8%. So if you were to sell that $213,000 house, you're going to net $196,000. Mm. If you had the house on a 30-year mortgage, you will have paid down the first couple of years, or usually interest, but there was some principal there. That $160,000 that we bought for zero down would have been paid down to $152,000, and you just netted $196,000 after all your costs and fees. You have walked away with positive equity of $44,000.
Ooh.
Now, if you even went a step further, let's say you put that on a 15-year mortgage and you were paying it down faster, you would actually have positive equity of $61,000. Now, couple that with the fact that we talk about this on the radio show, that we do investment shows. Couple that with the fact that we told you to buy just one more house. And let's assume that you had two of these. You had your primary and you had bought and purchased one more rental. Mm-hmm. You now would have generated, in the course of the last 3 years with those two houses at entry level price points, you would have generated for yourself an additional amount of equity of $122,000. Now, that is, we are in the midst of a time period that is super exciting for folks that have followed this plan and done what we've laid out on the radio for the last 8 or 9 years that we've been doing the show, because we've had clients generate massive amounts of equity by following that cycle. And we don't know when those cycles are going to be, but like the old saying is, you know, if you don't get out on the field and play the game, you're never going to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And so if you're in the game, it's like you're going to have a chance to score a goal. Or if you take a shot, you're going to have a chance to score a goal. So the point is there that a lot of people that were holding these properties, they might have just been chugging along at 3% appreciation for 4, 5, 6 years. And the numbers are not nearly as exciting as the scenario I just gave. Mm-hmm. The funny thing about that is that this is not sensationalized for radio. That's a real Tri-City scenario that's happened to a number of people over the course of the last 3 years.
Wow.
So the big thing is to say, how do I position myself to be ready for the next time that this happens, that we have a cycle of appreciation like this? And the bigger question that we're getting is, now that this has happened and I have all of these properties worth X number of dollars more, or my personal house is worth X number of dollars more, what do we do with the equity? And how do we harness the power of that? So I wrote down what some of our clients are doing so that people get an idea of what happens next. And one of the big categories that we get is, we get a lot of people are moving up to a second home, no doubt. A lot of people did not expect in such a short period of time to have gained that much equity. And maybe at the same time, they've paid down some other debt, they've gotten a better job, they've increased their earning power. Now they're looking at this and saying, gosh, we can get our property A sold and we'll have a $40,000. Remember, we bought that house with zero down 3 years ago, the 160. Zero down. That's the example that we gave. Now we've created $45,000 to $55,000 worth of equity. We now have a large down payment to put down on our next house, and we can trade up to maybe that larger house or more acreage that we wanted. So many, many of our clients are looking at the equity they've gained in the last 3 years and said, okay, let's go ahead and make that jump up. Now, all of the cynics out there listening to the radio show are like, this is a great idea, Lance, but he's probably not going to talk about the fact that all those houses cost more money now too. Well, I hear you, folks. Trust me, I hear you screaming back at me through the radio. And that is true, but a lot of times we are trading a price point that is appreciated much faster than the next price point. So we actually do have a net equity gain, and we can get into a home that previously was unattainable because we now have a legitimate down payment. However, flip side of that coin is, yes, is this easy? Absolutely not. It's not easy. Can it be done? We're doing it every single week. So it's one of the things that is super exciting. And I tell you what, McKay, I mean, for me, it's very, very rewarding for our clients that we sold houses to 4 years ago that are coming back to us, and to see the smiles on their face that they've generated $60,000, $70,000, $90,000 worth of equity, and we got to help facilitate that process. Mm-hmm. Things are good. That makes me smile. And that is a really fun to see us generate net worth like that for families. When we come back from the break, I've only given one example of what people are doing with their equity. After the break, we're going to go over the next 4 or 5 things that we're seeing happen in this market.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about harnessing the equity that you have gained in your home or investment properties over the last 3 to 5 years. And what are people doing as the next step? So we're taking a look at the calls we're getting, the clients we're working with, and what some of the options are. Before the break, we talked about the easy one, the go-to one that we hear a lot is folks are saying, geez, in a situation where I was a first-time home buyer 3 years ago, putting minimal or zero down on a $160,000 house, I'm walking away with $50,000 worth of equity. I can look at now putting, 10 to 20% down on my next purchase, mm-hmm. and you're in just a much better situation in that move up house. Now, another thing that we were also talking about, which John mentioned off the air, is he's like, okay, so yeah, I totally get that. Like, they were in a first time starter price point that was lower, and it increased at a larger percentage than, say, a $400,000 house did. And that's exactly right. Like, we're talking about averages across the market, but there's pockets that went up 12 or 13%, and you might be trading up to a price mm-hmm. point that only went up, 6 to 7%, but now you have a vast majority more amenities that you were looking for. So that's a big one for us. Number two that we see a lot is we are seeing people with multiple properties consolidating or moving to what I call more of a Class A investment. And so people are like, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, we've had a number of people that bought, say, 3 or 4 rentals mm-hmm. On top of their primary home, or they kept over the course of the last 8-9 years. They bought their first starter home, then they kept that as a rental, and they moved to their second home. Then they kept that as a rental and moved to their third home. Well, what we're seeing happen with a lot of folks now, all of a sudden in the last 3 years, especially if they have 3 or 4 properties, they're saying, well, shoot, I have now generated, $120,000 to $170,000 worth of equity. I'm looking around there. I worry about that other property a little bit. I have some additional accounting to do. Maybe it's time to simplify. I really just like my primary house, and I really like this rental I have that's only 2 years old because I'm never doing any maintenance on it, and I get just a fantastic renter in that neighborhood. So what they're saying is, hey, let's sell the other 2 properties of our 4, take all of that equity, pay off one of the other 2 houses, or drastically reduce the amount of debt that we have against those houses. Mm-hmm. And now my life is more simple, and I have lowered my debt tremendously to what I feel is a better asset class.
Yes.
And so we see a lot of folks really taking advantage of that. The third thing that I wrote down is we have a lot of people that they've done this rental game for 10 to 12 years. They feel like this is the run-up that they've been waiting for. And they're going to take advantage of it and cash out. This was part of their retirement plan.
Mm.
So they've taken a look at the market and they're like, gosh, this is the most we've seen it appreciate 3 years in a row out of the last 20. Let's go ahead and sell on a high. And I'm going to move things to a more liquid cash state or maybe a very, very traditional low risk investment. And so, yes, it hurts my real estate heart to see people sell those assets, McKay, and move it to a different investment class. But that's just because that's how I'm wired. In their lifestyle and what they're looking for, that's the right decision. And different decisions and different life circumstances drive sales in what's going on in the real estate world. So that's another thing that we're seeing happen a lot in this market. We're also seeing a number of investors, because of some of that appreciation, change the type of investments that they're in, meaning they have four or five rental homes and they're selling those and then moving that money to commercial investments. So they're selling those and then they're flipping over and working with James Wade or Scott Howell on my commercial team, and they're moving that money into commercial investments. So we're seeing a lot of that happen in this market. It's definitely an exciting time, and we're seeing a lot of movement with what's going on. And we're also really seeing like the harvest, the benefit of owning these properties for a lot of our past clients. So that's a big one. Before the break, I mentioned the difference about making additional payments, whether you have a, if you have a 30-year mortgage and you put that on biweekly payments, because there's an extra, you'll end up making an extra full mortgage payment every year if you go biweekly, because you'll pick up those months that have the extra weeks in them. So what that will end up doing in general is you'll make your 13 monthly payments instead of 12, and that usually shaves 5 to 6 years off of a 30-year mortgage. And I tell you what, that sounds good to me, McKay, like not paying your mortgage for 6 additional years. I mean, you know, if you forecast that out, gosh, I mean, there's a lot you can do with that money in that time frame. And really what ends up happening is you're saving it on interest. The other thing is we have been super, super spoiled with lower rates. Yes, they've ticked up over the course of this last year, but one of the things that we've generally been able to do is put a lot of properties on 15-year mortgages. And now we're talking not, you know, shaving 6 years off. We're talking just a flat-out amortization over a 15-year instead of 30, saving yourself and then an immense amount of interest and 15 additional years. And when those investment properties are paying off in 15 years, it goes quick, and it also generates a lot of wealth very, very quickly. Those are the big ticket items that we're looking at for people to gain equity faster and then find a way to use that equity to meet their financial goals. It is a extremely exciting time, and there has been a lot of net worth generated in this community over the course of the last 3 years. If you need evaluations of exactly how much and what that is, my listing team has been making a ton of those appointments over the course of the last 2 weeks. Go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot me a message. I'll get you hooked up with my expert listing agents that we talked about on the team structure in the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
We can get out there, we can do an evaluation and see if it makes sense to make a move right now. We're still in that lower inventory situation, which is keeping a faster rate of appreciation and keeping the prices high there to where people are generally surprised at what they're looking at for an equity position. KenmoreTeam.com, shoot me a message. I'm going to go find out where the heck Mike Denslow went, McKay, and give him a hard time. But really, we will be back here next week. I should say, though, come back. Number one, happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Be safe. We have that weird transition middle of the week coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back to the show, I plan on coming back next week with all 10 of my fingers and toes.
Ditto.
And so be safe out there, but happy 4th of July. Great time to be in Tri-Cities. They always put on just an amazing display.
Yes.
All over. Be safe, and we will be back talking real estate next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.